Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join the madness.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 709. Today, J.B. asks,
what do you think about Wattpad, in general and for self-publishing authors? For me, it looks like deviant art for writers with all its pros and cons. So, do you think one could start a career with Wattpad, or is it just good for promoting your already published stories or books?
Well, from what I understand, some people have started careers with Wattpad. The idea is interesting. It's got a lot in common with some fan film forums I used to be on when I was making Star Wars fan films way, 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 way back. But, like DeviantArt, it has some really hinky licensing terms, and I won't go near it with a 10-foot pole because of that. The way a lot of people use it allows the audience into the writer's room, which I don't think is a good idea. But that just depends on how you use it. You can use it in a way that doesn't do that. But the licensing terms, and frankly the amount of effort it takes to cultivate on that, have both turned me off. I've got a thing, and it's gotten in my way from time to time, but it's also served me well in other ways. I don't like to wed my career to a platform. I do not want a situation where my audience is captive to someone else. And when you pour a lot of time into any social media platform exclusively, where you cultivate a audience there that is not going to be easily transportable to whatever else you do, you're pouring a lot of money into building someone else's business. So there are times when this can be a win-win, like if you're, for example, writing a TV show, or if you're writing a tie-in novel for a media franchise you really like and they're paying you well for it. Well, at that point, the money means more because, I mean, who's going to follow you across from a Star Wars novel, for example, to the rest of your stuff? Almost nobody, as a lot of the really big media authors in the 90s found out to their frustration. Doesn't mean you can't do a lot of good stuff and make a lot of money doing something like that, but you need to know what it's getting you and not delude yourself into thinking that if you're pouring a lot of time into building something on someone else's lawn, that they are not at some point going to come in and say, well, thank you for the fantastic in-law unit. I'm going to rent it out now, so if you could please get on your way. That happens all the time. It's an old dodge and double bluff move. If you know that's what you're in for, you can make use of it. Me, not quite my thing. Hope that helps, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty McKeon and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.